Nobody does that job. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We just came back there from a set of music, ending off with a new track from Sheer Mag in their latest album, out on Third Man Records, which is called
Playing Favorites, and we heard the track Golden Hour. Now, we played this for a particular reason, and not only because I felt a little upset that Kiernan played so much and I never had a chance to play anything from this record. I'm not bitter, but also we are bringing attention to the fact that Sheer Mag, this incredible band, is actually playing in Windsor, and they're going to be playing next week on Tuesday.
April 30th, Craft Heads, and it's Psychic Void's opening in a brand new band featuring members of Orphan Choir and Pony, called Eerie Perennial.
And there's not many tickets left, so if you want to see it, you need to get on that right now.
Yeah, highly recommended. Before that, we heard some... what did we hear? More music.
Well, you know, that's a question a lot of people probably ask. What did we hear? Well, that was a band called Little Window, a really great lo-fi group that experiments a lot with overwrought sounds of drums and bass and all sorts of distortion, really going back to kind of like the great early 90s sounds of that lo-fi era where drums and bass were just kind of booming through the boom boxes across America of people in their basements and in their garages, just trying to eke out a little record. And I really love what they did on here. A mixture of some indie pop and some hardcore with this particular song called Glue. Again, the band is called Little Window, and it comes from an album titled Creepy.
Before that, we heard something from an EP called Hardly Working that features members of The Burning Hell and Shotgun Jimmy. Now, the way it's named is Ariel Mathias and Shotgun Jimmy.
Yeah, and I don't know why they just didn't say The Burning Hell Shotgun Jimmy. I mean, maybe they just want to name the individual members participating here. Regardless of the reason, it's a really great EP. We heard the track That Job from it. And as we've mentioned before, this is an EP in its presentation right now, but it's going to eventually be a full-length record that's going to be released and available to purchase on tour.
Yeah, well, it was for their UK tour, so the UK tour is now over, but there were a few copies left on the Bandcamp. Check it out, Burning Hell Bandcamp, and if it hasn't sold out yet, you might be able to get a copy. There's a whole other side of songs that were not made available digitally. Perhaps in the future they will be. Part of that, we heard a pair of tracks from this album celebrating a 30th anniversary.
Yeah, Park Life by Blur. And this album was very monumental for the group. They had a few nominal hits, and they had some well-charting albums in the UK prior to this, but this was the first really huge record for Blur. And this also coincided with this big movement that was happening in the UK at the time, Britpop. And, you know, most Americans at the time, when they heard about Britpop, this and that, all they really knew was Oasis, because really that was the only major chart topper from that scene. And there was a few others, like there was The Verve, and there was, I think there was maybe a couple other crossover acts, Suede a little bit, but...
I'm drawing a blank on the other band names. But yeah, it was a big thing, the Britpop, and we heard a pair of tracks from Park Life. We heard Magic America, and then we heard Tracy Jacks before that.
Now, the reason Britpop became so big and why I think Blur were so instrumental in it was that they focused their songwriting away from what a lot of other groups were doing at the time. You know, the UK kind of became this hotbed for a lot of independent rock and a lot of chart-topping numbers, but then inevitably ended at some point when, you know, American alternative music really blew up in the early 90s. And then with that said, a lot of these UK bands were left in the lurch. They just weren't really getting that attention. And the bands that did were really focusing on trying to sound quote-unquote American. And Britpop was a movement not only celebrating the past sounds of the UK with punk, with, you know, the British invasion rock, with a lot of stuff coming out of the glitter and glam rock scene in the 70s, but also focusing on that sort of not nationalistic pride as much as telling stories and narratives that were extremely British, focusing on characters and the type of stories that weren't easily accessible to Americans. So they weren't cowtailing to market interests. And Blur, with Park Life, were principal on this. These are songs where there are references, certain languages use, I guess you could say, turns of phrase, where if you weren't at the UK at the time, you were probably scratching your head going, what the heck is this Auburn guy talking about? But then I think it helped popularize a lot of that sort of discourse and language, and really shed a light on the sort of the social scene that was happening in the UK at the time that most pop music wasn't doing. And they went all over the board for this one. There's pop ballads, there's orchestral numbers, there are straight ahead punk numbers, there's electronica on here. It's a fantastic record and perhaps the best encapsulation of the 1990s UK scene. It may not be my favorite Britpop album. I mean, maybe something by Suede or Pulp may exceed that, but it's still a fantastic
record. That's another band, Pulp.
And they were fantastic, yes. Too. But with that said, we'll get to Pulp later on when they have an anniversary. For this one, Park Life is great. Give it a shot if you haven't had a chance to yet. And we're going to go from classic music to more contemporary music. We're going to be focusing this set majorly with bands that had releases in 2023, although one is going back a little bit more.
The first two, actually. We're going to start off with this band put out... Chapter Music, which is based out of Australia, put out this compilation album called 1980s Bubblegum last year from a band called The Particles. Now, this was a post-punk type band that only ever had a single. And they put out all this stuff, and it's all in this compilation. We're going to hear another track from this release. We're also going to hear a track from the 1979 compilation album called Vancouver Complication. And this was a bunch of bands in the new wave punk scene in Vancouver at the time, and then a bunch of made-up bands from musicians in these bands, and they put together a collection, a whole album of material. And they were called Private School. It's one band we're going to hear who did have an EP out around that time. And yeah, we're going to hear some new music from The Retail Simps, who put out an album last year, and then also music from The Routes as well. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. This is music from The Particles, and this is a song called Remington Rand.
I've had 1,000 taxis in every way. I told the Guardian this week in his chronology. You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here. Dave unfortunately had to step out right now, so I'll be finishing off the show solo, but I just want to call back what we heard. We finished off with The Routes, and we heard something from their 2022 release, Lead Lined Clouds. Well, actually, that's Lead Lined Clouds. If David was here, he would know that. We heard the track Inside Out from this great group that hails from Japan. We also heard The Retail Simps right prior to that. We heard something from Live on Cool Street that was released in 2023 with the track Keeper of the Fire.